have to make sure there's a deficiency. Excerpt number 7. This is from our document, How to Arrange Ourselves for Prayers. Excerpt number 7. This is from the Zohar. One should pray one's prayer in the collective, since he does not despise their prayer, even though they are not at all with intent and with the will of heart. As it is written, he has regarded the prayer of the destitute. Thus, he only observes the prayer of an individual. But with the prayer of many, he does not despise their prayer, even though they are unworthy. He has regarded the prayer of the destitute, means that he accepts his prayer. But it is an individual who is mingled. Excerpt number 8, this is from Rabash, The Importance of a Prayer of Many. Baal HaSalam explained the matter of a prayer of many as a person praying for the many. This is called a prayer of many. This is why a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill. When a person prays for himself, he has slander and questions whether his prayer is truly worth acceptance. But when he prays for the public, it becomes irrelevant to scrutinize him and to see if he is unworthy of his prayer being answered, since he's not asking for anything for himself, but for the public. This is why it was said that a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill, and his prayer is answer to that true reality. Excerpt number 9. This is from Rabash, The Ruin of Kedusha. One must not ask the Creator to bring him closer to him, as it is insolence on the part of men, for in what is he more important than others? However, when he prays for the collective, which is Malchut, called Assembly of Israel, the sum of the souls, that the divinity is in the dust, and he prays that she will rise, meaning that the Creator will light up her darkness, then all of Israel will rise in degree too, including the beseeching person who is included in Excerpt number 10. This is from Baal HaSulam, Not the Time for the Livestock to be Gathered. This is the meaning of a prayer in public. One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's Maker, but only for the entire public. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul, even during the work. When one prays alone, against his will, he departs from the public and ruins his soul. And there was no awakening for any individual in the Assembly of Israel to ask for anything individually. For no one needed anything, because they did not feel as separate selves. And this was their power to come out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Thus,
Excerpt number 11 from Rabash 3, Ron, my beloved, it is impossible to receive anything without equivalence. Rather, there must always be equivalence. Hence, when he evokes mercy on himself, it follows that he is engaged in reception for himself. And the more he prays, not only is he not preparing the kli of equivalence, but on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It turns out that he is going the opposite way. While he should prepare vessels of bestowal, he is preparing vessels of reception. Cleave on to his attributes is specifically, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Hence, when he prays for the public, through this prayer, he engages in bestowal. And the more he prays, To that extent, he forms vessels of bestowal, by which the light of bestowal, called merciful, can be revealed.